I knew you'd come.
Woo! Man, baby. Want to wrestle?
We've got two words for ya!
Glorious! No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious.
You are listening to Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast with your host, the Supreme Dream, and the Irish Nightmare.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast. Today, our show is a special one because we're going to be doing something completely different that we've never, ever done before in the 54 episodes that we've recorded. And today is going to be a trivia show. Wrestling knowledge from the 90s till today. And there's only one way we could think about doing this fairly, and that's having a moderator.
Actually, we didn't even think of doing this. We were pressured into it by some schmuck.
Yeah, the moderator reached out to us, and that moderator is
the man, the myth, the legend himself.
And that is Eggy, formerly of DCEU, now the Nerd Society. Eggy, welcome back.
And thank you for that great intro.
So, Eggy reached out to us and was like, I have a great idea for a show, considering we haven't had Eggy on in a while. And
he was chomping at the fucking bit to get back on with us. So, we're fucked up in the head. So, what the hell does that make him?
So, today we're going to literally do a trivia show. Eggy has done all the legwork. We literally just get to sit here and hopefully answer questions correctly.
Here's what I did while he was probably making this. I was probably stuffing my face with fucking pizza rolls, fucking doing a little to nothing while he's slaving over this fucking quiz.
Yes. So,
I won't say slaving.
Eggy, why don't you explain, that way we know for sure exactly how this is going to work.
Well, I thought I was going to do it a different way, which instead of me going through the whole quiz in one go and then kind of just throwing information out in one go, I would go as we go along.
Okay.
So basically what we're going to do is to decide which one of you two has the power to decide who would go first in this quiz.
Okay.
I have a bonus question. Bonus question to start us off.
Okay.
And whoever gets the bonus question or wins the bonus round will decide which one of you two begins round one. And round one will be 9 questions each. Jeez. It'll be 3 questions of WWF in the kind of early 90s, early WCW, early-ish ECW. It'll be 1 point a question and you can't steal.
Okay.
So we can't steal?
No, you can't steal in this round.
Can't steal. Gotcha.
Yes. So,
like a great female superhero name, Cunt Steal.
Yeah. Yes. So, basically, I say we should, let's get on with it.
Okay, let's do it.
Right. I would, because, and also, I want you to know, that people listening, I haven't gone online and copied a load of, you know, what wrestler view answer these questions. Mm-hmm. I've basically looked at what they've gone and tried to do different questions. So basically, and also another fact is, I will not be asking you these questions. I will give you a number between 1 and 10. You answer a number, and that's the question you get. So okay. I'm not trying to steer it towards which one of you wins or loses.
I like that. That's pretty fair.
You thought very hard on this, my friend, and I applaud you.
Right. I will leave it to you for the bonus round. Please pick 1, 2, or 3.
Let's go with 2.
Right.
Smart.
So, we've not long. We should be coming up to the Royal Rumble season.
Okay.
My question is, so decide which one of you two wants to go first. Each one of you, I want you to name the winners of the Royal Rumble going from this year's gone backwards, and whoever can't think, that's the loser.
Okay, wait. So what you want us to do is,
oh I told you, he gives us way too much credit. This is, I don't even think I'm going to be able to get this past year's.
Okay, wait. So we're going to go this year, and are this we going year? To go, like oh, he'll get Jesus. One, I'll get one, go back and forth, yeah. and whoever can yeah. finish?
So you'll get this year.
Fuck. Okay.
The next person gets the next year, and whoever runs out of first loses. Oh, man, this is going to be
rough. All right.
And you know what? No time limit. Just take your time.
Okay.
I go first.
Joe's going to go first, so go ahead.
Or if you want. Or if you want, if it makes it easier for you, start at the beginning.
What? Easier if we start at the beginning?
No.
Start at the very first one.
No, I'd rather start this year.
I'd rather start with my memory's kind of fresh. Nakamura.
Right.
All
right.
This is where it's pretty sure it was Randy Orton.
Right.
Oh, fuck. Shit on a shingle. So where are we at? This was 18, 17, 16 was... 16 was Roman.
Oh, that's wrong.
Damn yes! It. Thank you!
Yes. Who was it?
It was Triple H.
Uh-huh. Ah, fuck.
Roman was the year before that.
Yeah, Roman was the year before
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now... You have the power to decide which one of you two goes first in this question.
Yeah, I'm going to let Joe go first.
All right. I got to pick a number 1 through 9.
Right, pick a number between 1 to 10 and this will be for your WCW questions.
I'll land in the middle then, 5.
5. Okay. Who was the very first match of the very first WCW Nitro?
Oh, thank God you're going first.
The very first match of the very first Nitro was... Oh, man. Very first match of the very first Nitro was... I know this is wrong, but I want to say Sting and Flair.
Incorrect.
Yeah, this is going to be tough.
It was Flying Brian versus Jushin Thunder Liger.
It's a pretty good first match.
Is that
that was the
Luger walkout match?
The Mall of America one,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's where Luger walks out.
Yeah, that's that show, yeah.
Okay.
I knew where they were at. I just couldn't figure out who the fuck the first match was. I don't even think Sting and Flair wrestled on that one.
Yeah. Now, can you pick another WCW question, but not 5, obviously?
So I'm going all in a row?
Yeah, you're going all in a row, and then your partner will go all in a row.
Ah, fuck. All right, well, 1.
1. Okay, the Big Boss Man returned to the WCW in 1993. But through WWE legal trouble, he wasn't able to be called the Big Boss Man or the Boss. What name did he use?
I think it was Ray Trailer, right?
Oh, that's incorrect.
Oh, can I just answer because I believe I know it?
You can, but it does not mean anything.
That's fine.
Okay.
Was it Big Bubba?
No.
Damn. Thought that was it.
It was the Guardian Angel.
Oh, Jesus wow. Christ.
Holy shit.
Ah. I'm making this show look bad. I'm making it look bad.
Yeah, you are the WCW expert, too.
Well, okay, one might be, more WCW question, please, but not 105.
8.
8? Okay, right. Who put their career on the line against Vader in Starrcade 1993? Now, if needed, there is multiple choice.
Who put their career on the line against Vader at Starrcade in 1993?
That's the one.
Was that for
there is multiple choice.
Was that for the title?
I believe it was, yes.
1993? Now I'm torn. Give me the multiple choice, and I swear if they're both...
The multiple choice questions are... Ron Simmons.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Okay.
Terry Funk.
Simmons.
Wrong. It's Ric Flair.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was Flair. Yo, if you're doing this band WCW, I quiver at doing WCW. But go ahead, keep going.
You got to remember the age I was in 93.
Yeah.
Right. Now we are on to 3 WWE questions. So can you pick a number between 1 and 10 for the WWF questions.
WWF, I'll take number 4.
Number 4. Okay.
We're going to spice this up.
What was the first match on the very first Monday Night Raw? Oh. There is also multiple choice on this one as well.
The very first match of the very first Monday Night Raw, you know it?
No, I don't. I have an idea.
Give me the multiple choice. God damn it.
Multiple choice. Yoko versus Coco Beware. Macho Man versus the Repo Man. Or Shawn Michaels versus Max Moon.
Oh, man.
What was the middle one?
It was Macho Man versus the Repo Man. Do you need me to ask them again?
No, it was Yoko versus Coco.
Yoko versus Coco, Macho versus Repo, and Shawn Michaels versus Max Moon. These actually rhyme.
Yeah. I think it is. It Savage versus the Repo Man?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's actually Coco versus Yoko.
Damn it, I was torn. I was torn between those two.
Eggie, that Shawn Michaels Max Moon, that was really on the card, but it wasn't the first match, was it?
No, it actually was on the card, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
the actual,
I remember that match.
The Macho Repo was actually, I believe, on the second show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Can I have your second WWF question, please?
Two.
Number two, okay. I believe you are both NFL fans.
Sure.
Yeah.
At SummerSlam 1994, Razor Ramon wrestled Diesel for the Intercontinental title. Shawn Michaels was in Big Daddy Cool's corner, but what NFL star was in Razor's corner?
Oh, fuck. 1994?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I know it. I mean, none of it matters to you, but
I don't think I know it. I think because I remember. Fuck. Was it Lawrence Taylor?
No.
Fuck. Who was it?
It was Walter Payton.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. That's when they did the whole fridge thing.
Damn.
They all had the t-shirts. Oh, Reggie
this is
White.
Fucking miserable.
Reggie White was there on the sideline when.
God.
Yeah, I believe
Lawrence Taylor was against fucking Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, is this your last WWE question?
This is.
Yeah, it's the last of the F.
So, last one, please.
Six.
Number six. Okay. The Wild Man Mark Merrow won the Intercontinental Championship in a tournament after Armen Johnson had to vacate it. Who did he beat in the finals? Now, there are three multiple choice answers if you need them.
Yeah, go for it. Give me the multiple choice so I can fuck
okay,
it up.
Okay, multiple choice for who Mark Merrow wrestled. Was it Triple H? Was it Farouk? Or was it Comma?
What year was this?
This was... I'm not sure. I think this was around 96-ish.
Okay, so he's still Wild Man at that point, right?
Yes, he is. 100%.
And
this is when Triple H is the Blue Blood.
Yeah.
That kind of era.
So it was Triple H...
It was Triple H, so Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Farouk, yeah. Comma.
Mark Merrow, Triple H.
That's wrong, it was Farouk.
That was my second choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, this now we actually move on to the ECW question.
This is why I was worried. I felt like we were going to be exposed, like we don't know anything about wrestling.
Any wrestling of
ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So just
this
three
one might
questions.
Not make it to air. Unless I fucking kill it on ECW.
Just three questions here now. Okay. Pick between 1 and 6, please.
1.
What? Okay. How many times did Raven beat the Sandman to win the ECW title?
Ooh.
There's also multiple choice if needed.
Nah, I'm just going to go on a fucking limb on this one. The fucking multiple choices are confusing me. So Raven, how many times did Raven beat Sandman?
Yes.
Twice.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, he's on the fucking board, finally. Bring it back to ECW.
Okay, can I have another one, please? Between 2 and 5, or 5 and 2. Oh, just a 6-2.
You mean, oh yeah, I was going to say, you mean yeah. 6, right?
Yeah. My massive shit, yeah. My massive shit.
Let's go with 5.
Number 5. Who was the last ECW Tag Team Champions?
The last ECW Tag Team Champions.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
Would you like multiple choice?
Yes.
Right. We have the FBI.
Okay.
We have, I can't remember that, the Baldies, okay. Or Danny Doring and Roadkill.
Who was the center one? Who was the middle one?
The Baldies.
I'm going to go with them.
It's wrong. It's actually Danny Doring and Roadkill.
See, I would have said FBI. That would have been mine.
I thought that was too obvious.
Yeah.
All right. So I got 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing real good.
So I believe you have...
One more question.
Yep.
Let's go with number 3.
Number 3. Who returned at ECW's November to Remember, I believe it's 98, to team with... Tommy Dreamer and Raven.
Tommy Dreamer and Raven, November to Remember, 98.
Mm-hmm.
Sabu?
No, it was the Sandman.
Damn it! I was going to say Sandman! God damn it!
Okay, right, now we've done your first round.
God, I'm gonna be honest. I'm glad that's fucking over because that was brutal.
All right, I gotta get two questions. Two questions.
Gotta get two.
God.
Right. For starting off on WCW, can I please have your first number, please?
What are the numbers available?
The numbers are available are 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, and 10.
Let me go with 10.
10. Okay. July 8, 1996, Rey Mysterio beat Dean Malenko for his first Cruiserweight Championship. But on what show did he win it on?
July 8th?
July 8, 1996. So what show did Rey Mysterio beat Dean Malenko on to win his first Cruiserweight Championship?
Oh, man.
It's multiple choice, if
Yeah, definitely. Give me the multiple choice.
Okay. There is Monday Nitro. There is Halloween Havoc. There is Bash at the Beach.
Oh, man. I was kind of... shit. Bash at the Beach. Havoc. I'm going to say Halloween Havoc.
It's wrong. It was actually on a Nitro.
Damn. They said June. Halloween Havoc's October. Halloween.
I didn't even think about that.
Jesus.
I'm literally... I'm trying to pull anything out of my head at all.
Yeah, but a little bit of that. No, I can't talk because I fucking shit to bed, but June and Halloween.
I don't even, first of all, and I don't even think about it with WCW pay-per-views at all.
It's all right. It's all right.
Okay, can I have your second WCW question, please?
Let's go with 7.
Ooh.
7. Okay. Oh, this might be, I don't know if this will be difficult for you or not. There's no multiple choice questions or answers on this.
Shit. All right.
Can you name the members of the Dangerous Alliance that took part in the War Games at WrestleWar 92?
Oh, my God.
Now, there are 5 names.
Oh, my God. Well, all right. So, off the top of my head, I'm going, if I can even think of his name, Sullivan.
No.
No? Good Lord. I'm just trying to think of the Dangerous Alliance. Well, all right. Well, Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the big...
I'll be honest. There's no need to think because you've already got it wrong by saying Sullivan.
Okay. So, okay, good. yeah.
I just wanted to see if you can work it out.
Here, let me throw a couple names out there.
I was going to say, I think Joe is definitely going to get that one.
We got Rude.
Yep.
You got Austin.
Yep.
You got Bobby Eaton.
Yep.
You got Arn Anderson.
Yep.
Zbyszko.
Now, have you Googled that?
No, I swear
to
God.
That's right. That is totally right. right.
No.
Every single one.
See, yeah. You should have picked number 7.
Damn it. All right, so I redeemed myself on the show, at least. I do know some things, so let's start that out. I didn't get any fucking points for it, but I do know a thing.
I don't know.
Well, you get dignity back.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I got some street cred back.
Can I have your last WCW number, please?
Let's go with 6.
6? Okay, now this... You may need multiple choice for this. When Kevin Nash defeated Goldberg at Starrcade 98, what was the streak of Goldberg into that match?
Oh, 100 and...
There's multiple choice if you need it.
Take them.
Yeah, multiple choice.
Okay, the choices are 154, 165, 173.
173.
That's the one.
Yep.
You got the one.
Which really wasn't 173.
No, it really wasn't. But
no.
It was probably about like 40.
In my head, I wanted to say 172 before you said multiple choice. So when you said 173, I knew I was dead on.
Okay, now we move on to the WWE.
I got one of the WCW. I didn't think I was going to get that. That's huge for me.
Yeah, that was a big move.
Okay, can I have your first WWE number, please?
What numbers do I got?
We have 1, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay. Let's go with 8.
I don't like those last numbers for some reason.
Okay. Number 8. Who won the 1995 King of the Ring? Multiple choice if needed.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Who won the 1995 King of the Ring? You have Austin, Triple H, or Mabel?
God, man. I'm leaning one way.
You're probably leaning the same way I am.
I'm going to go with... No, because I'm afraid that it was too early. I'm trying to think of when...
I don't think it was too early.
I'm going to say Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
I was wrong.
You're wrong. It's actually Mabel.
Damn it. That's what I was going to say.
It was Mabel. God damn it.
King Mabel.
It was too early.
Shit.
It was Stone Cold was a year after, correct?
Yeah, 96.
God damn it. I knew that.
That's when he cut the promo.
Yeah, but I couldn't decide. I'm trying to think of the build afterwards and when it happened. God. All right.
Okay. Can I have your second number, please?
You said one's available, right?
Yes, one is available.
Yeah, one.
Okay. Can you name three of the heels... Fuck. Can you name three of the heels that helped Yokozuna put the Undertaker into the casket at the Royal Rumble? I apologize.
You are an evil fuck, you know that?
Well, I am British.
A tallywhacker.
Oh my god.
Is that a thing?
I don't know what that means.
That's not a thing?
No, it's not.
Three heels that helped Yoko put the Undertaker in the casket. God. And what year was this? Did you give me a year or no?
93-4.
Fuck.
1934.
God, I'm trying to think of who the heels even were.
That might have been 95. That might have been 94-5.
Okay. Still doesn't help.
You didn't say 2018, so it doesn't help him at all.
Fuck. I'm gonna...
Just spit it out there. Have some fun with
it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the heels at that time. Guys like...
I'm sure it was like three nobodies.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
If it was a heel, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Skinner?
Skinner? Yeah, there's no way. There's no way I'm pulling this out of my ass. No way.
Was Skinner one of them?
No.
Damn, no.
The name... Are you giving up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the names you could have had was Jeff Jarrett, Adam Bomb, Bam Bam, Crush, Diesel, or the Head Shrinkers.
Wow.
Wow, it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
The Head Shrinkers would have counted as two?
No, the Head Shrinkers would have counted as one.
Oh, that's okay. Fucked up. There was two of them.
No, but it's one group.
Yeah, but it's two people. One group didn't put them in there. Two people did.
They shine as one.
That's true.
Well, okay, one last WWF question, please.
Number 7.
Number 7, lucky number 7. Okay. At the Survivor Series 1990, there was your traditional Survivor Series match.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the night, there was a special stipulation match that went through the card. What was that special stipulation?
That went through the card?
There was a special stipulation over the night that culminated at the end of Survivor Series 1990. Can you tell me what that was?
Considering I was three, probably not. Because
it was the network.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, my intuition didn't tell me to watch 1990 Survivor Series getting ready for this show.
What was the stipulation? Just pick a stipulation out of your butt cheeks.
God, it could literally
in the 90s. What kind of corny shit were they doing back then?
I'm trying to think of a stipulation that could lead all the way through the goddamn pay-per-view. That's what's really throwing me off.
It wasn't Judy Bagwell on a pole. I'll give you that.
Well, that's a good.
We'll eliminate that one.
Okay, that's a good one to eliminate. I don't know. Backstage brawl. I have no idea.
No.
Was it
the answer? Was that each winners of their respected Survivor Series match would go on to a bigger Survivor Series match at the end?
Wow. Yep. No way in hell.
I think there's like six heels, and then you had like the Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, and Tito Santana.
Jesus.
That's pretty cool.
No, it weren't in the match, but that's close.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good concept, too.
Now to the W, the E, of the C, and the
W. You have three ECW questions.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's...
It's whatever, yeah.
Any order you want to do. There is 2, 4, and 6. In which order would you like to go in?
Just go low to high.
Okay. Who was Mike Awesome's manager in ECW?
Mike Awesome's manager? Oh, that's a good one. Damn, how come I don't get all these multiple choice?
There wasn't that many managers in ECW.
I know. This is brutal. At least I got one, I guess. I don't know. I'm just going to go with Paul Heyman. I have no idea.
Incorrect. It was Judge Jeff Jones.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Nope.
This is brutal. Next one, number 4. Who did Shane Douglas beat in the final of the NWA tournament?
Oh my God.
When he threw down the title declared it as the first ECW championship. Now there are multiple choice.
Oh, go ahead, give them to me. Because I can see this match. Yeah.
You have Two Cold Scorpio, Chris Benoit, Tommy Dreamer.
I'm going to go with Two Cold Scorpio.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Whoa.
I'm down now. At least you got all the WWF questions. Right?
I apologize to this. It was a late night, and I just didn't give a fuck when I wrote this question down.
It better not be an easy question.
But then again, you pick the numbers. The last question. Can you name both members of the Impact Players?
Of the Impact Players?
Shit, I thought this would have been more easier.
No, man. The Impact Players.
Hmm.
See, I'm leaning towards a different tag team. I think I'm completely switching this team in my head. Because I know it's not them, but it's the only tag team I can think of. And it's New Jack and... I can't think of his tag team partner.
Are you trying to think of Mustafa?
Yes. Yeah,
that's the gangsters.
Yeah, that's, right. That's what I was getting.
His Impact Players, was Justin Credible one of them?
Indeed.
And Chris Candido?
No, it was actually Lance Storm.
Damn it, I was going to say Storm too. Fuck. I thought for some reason he was going to be a fucking Canadian.
After that round...
I'm only down one.
We are 2-1.
All right, not bad.
We
fucking
now
suck.
Enter the second bonus round to determine... Who has the power to determine who goes next again?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Can you pick one or two, please?
I'm going to go with two.
Two. Okay. How is your Undertaker knowledge?
Undertaker?
Shaky at best, probably.
Okay. When The Undertaker went in to wrestle Brock Lesnar, he was 21-0.
Yeah.
Now, going in turns, the year before Brock, go back
between
everyone he wrestled.
All right, so, okay.
I'm up?
Or well, you went up the last right, bonus, so I'm going to go first. I'm going to say...
You got
the year before
one.
Brock.
The year before Brock. See, I'm actually torn. There's two that I'm thinking of, and I'm not sure which one came first.
Okay.
I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to get it wrong, and if I say it, I'm going to go with CM Punk.
You are right.
Yes.
I knew you were right, you cocksucker.
Thank God.
Fuck. So who was before fucking Punk?
It has to be the guy I was thinking of in my head, the other guy.
Wait, what? So what? Are we allowed to know what year that was?
Yes, it was. I don't. Hang on. Let me just Google this because I didn't put that down.
Brock was 31. WrestleMania 31.
Where are we at? 34. So this was two.
Yeah, that was CM Punk versus The Undertaker was his Daniel was WrestleMania 29.
29. I'm sorry, Jesus. I went the opposite way. That's my fault.
So what year was that?
30. 29. 28.
2016.
So 2015. Does that add up? That wasn't. Was that? End of an hour?
What? No.
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 No. Hold on, wait. I'm trying to fucking decipher this in my head. So, it was Punk, Brock. So, Brock, Punk. Who the fuck was the year before Punk?
Oh, man.
This is tough.
Do you even have a name in your head?
I thought I did, but now I don't.
What name did you have in your head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go with your first instinct.
I thought it was Triple H, but I think I'm wrong.
Right. We will go with that.
Okay.
That is right.
Okay, so then I'm up. I'm going Triple H.
You're right.
Oh, fuck me. So, Punk, Triple H, Triple H. Wait. So we went 29, 28, 27, 26. You cocksucker. He knows who 5. He knows who 25 is.
So go ahead.
So who the fuck did he beat at 26?
You should know.
Oh, so it went back to back. So on Michaels. Michaels?
Eggie?
That's correct. Shawn Michaels. The next one?
Shawn Michaels.
Okay, correct.
Eggie, this is really fucking pissing me off now. I feel like I have to know more than he has to know because he's piggybacking off of my shit.
Hey, blame The Undertaker. I didn't book it.
That's it. Exactly.
Fucking.
All right.
So we go Punk. We go Triple H. Michaels.
Now here's where the hard part comes in.
24 now we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Orton?
Incorrect.
Who was it?
Edge.
Okay. Alright. So he just was retiring people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now we have the decision. Who wants to go first? What is your decision? Who you want to go first?
And what is this round of questions?
This round is the Attitude Era.
And is this still a round where we can't steal?
No, you can steal.
I'll go first.
You can or you can't?
Can't.
Oh, okay.
There is a round where you can, correct? The final round?
Yes, this... No, the first round you couldn't, this round you can, and the last round you can.
Okay.
So you can?
You can steal, yes.
For this round?
Is he saying can or can't?
I don't know, yeah, it really...
Can!
Yes!
Yes, C-A-N, can, yes.
Yes, can.
I'm still going to go first.
Okay. Please pick a number between 1 and 10, please.
Let's go with number 7.
Number 7. Okay. What was the name of the show in where The Rock and Mankind had an empty arena match?
Yeah, that was, I wanted, See, I know for sure the part of it, but I don't know the set. I'm going to say it's halftime heat.
You are correct. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, what we'll do on this is we'll go you and then...
Joe.
You know, go backwards and forwards between you two to make it more easier this time.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
I'm up.
Yep.
Yeah?
Five.
Number five. Okay. At Anarchy Rules 1999, RVD ended up facing Bones Mahoney for the ECW television title. Before that match, Bones Mahoney, who was RVD originally scheduled to wrestle? You have a choice between three.
Okay.
It is Steve Corino, Johnny Smith, or Rhino.
Say that one more time.
It's Corino, Johnny Smith, or Rhino.
Corino.
That is incorrect. Would you like to throw it over to Steel?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rhino.
Rhino, that is incorrect.
Damn.
All right. I didn't lose anything, but I didn't gain anything. That sucks ass. That sucks some balls, Mahoney.
Okie dokie. Now, would you like to pick your second?
Number three.
Okay. What was the name of the building in which DX invaded WCW?
The Scope.
That's right.
Yes.
This is not going to be my round.
Okay. Can I have your second one, please?
One.
Number one. Who was the four members of the Attitude Era faction, the Union?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my Lord.
This wasn't my time.
It really wasn't.
This wasn't my time. The Union. Do you know?
I'm drawing a blank. I'm completely out too. Thank God.
The four person faction, the Union.
I could put some context to this if you like. I can't tell you the name, but put some context into it.
Sure, give me some fucking context.
Okay. You know when you had the DX and the Ministry and all that shit? I believe this is when the corporate ministry happened.
Okay.
And it was kind of like Austin versus like the corporate minister, and then these four guys, baby faces, just showed up.
Gotcha. I think I got
it. Well, they didn't show up. That's like wrong. That makes it sound like they knew. But yeah. They were basically a bunch of hodgepodge names that come out together.
You got it now?
No, I thought I did. I don't. No, I don't.
A bunch of hodgepodge names that came together when DX and all that shit was around.
Mm-hmm. And the ministry.
And the ministry. Union showed up. See, now I'm just rallying off all the other fucking, all the other factions in my head except for these guys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to pull it out of my ass there, Egg.
Okay, so that's a no. Okay. The Union was actually a team of Mankind, Shamrock, The Big Show, and Test.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Remember they had the 2x4s and...
Yeah. Shit, I remember now, but yeah. I didn't 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put them together. No way.
Yeah. Right. Right. Can I have the next number, please?
I'm going to go with number 10.
Number 10. Who did Rhino lose the ECW TV title on ECW on TNN to? Multiple choice. The multiple choice is... Kid Cash, Super Crazy, or Tajiri?
Kid Cash, Crazy. I'm going to go with Super Crazy.
We got a chance to steal?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at it. Was it Tajiri?
No, it was actually Kid Cash.
Damn it.
Thank God, because I was thinking Tajiri too. Woo! Thank God.
Fuck.
Needed that. All right.
All right, Eggie, what numbers do I got? I got all the evens, right?
You have 2, 4, 6, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm. I'll take 6.
Okay, all right. This is back to what we were talking about before. What match did Lex Luger walk out on during the first episode of Nitro.
Oh, fuck.
You completely wiped it from your memory, didn't you?
Yeah. So Luger came out in the...
On the very first, you know, the Mall of America, the very first Nitro. What match did he come at during? There is multiple choice if needed.
Yeah, give me the multiple choice.
Okay, the multiple choices: Macho Man Randy Savage versus Kevin Sullivan.
Go ahead.
Hulk Hogan versus Vader, or Sting and Ric Flair.
Ooh, fuck!
Make the wrong choice.
So it was, say that one more. Say the last two: Hogan, Vader, or
Hogan, Vader, Sting and Flair.
It was Sting and Flair.
Is that your final answer, Sting and Flair?
God damn it, Eggie!
Building the anticipation, I love it.
Is that your final answer?
Hold on, hold on. Who was the first one? Hogan and Sullivan?
No.
It's Macho and Sullivan. Hulk and Vader, Sting and Flair.
Are you going to change it because you think he fucked you with the
final answer? No, that was my final answer, Aggie.
It was Sting and Flair.
It was, yeah. I knew it was.
I knew it wasn't Hogan and Vader, but I thought Hogan was fucking around for some reason.
I remember Sting
actually,
for
Hogan,
sure.
I think Hogan and Vader.
I remember Flair. I thought it was
show.
Hogan and Flair, but then he said Hogan and Vader. I knew Vader wasn't there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm back in the game. I'm back in the fucking game.
Okay.
Okay. Next question, please.
I'm gonna go number 8.
Number 8. Okay. This is another multiple choice question. The night Austin first stunned Vince McMahon was September 22nd, 1997. Mm-hmm. What match main evented that Monday Nitro? Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, Eggie, to put this into some context, he was so fucking excited when you said that.
Because I could see everything going on as you were explaining it, and then you completely go to the end of the show where I'm like, yep, no idea. But go ahead. I'm glad we got multiple choice.
The three multiple choices, who main evented that historic night? Mm-hmm. Was it Austin versus Ahmed Johnson? Farouk versus Owen Hart or Bret Hart versus Goldust?
All right, well, I'm gonna rule out Austin because I'm pretty sure that was the night he got arrested and said, "I'm not through with you by a long shot." So I'm gonna go with Bret and Goldust.
Is that your fact? Yeah, I'll take that. That's right.
Yes.
Wait, you weren't gonna fuck with him?
Some people should have called the motherfuckers wankers on previous shows.
Fuck, I forgot you listened to our show.
Yeah, he listens to every show.
Shit.
I love it.
Oh, man, that fucking stacked the deck against me. I don't like the vendetta fucking portion of this fucking show. I'll tell you what.
2, 4, and 6,
I think
Joe.
We're getting a bad connection from fucking your foggy London town, you cock. We'll go with 4.
Okay. Who was the first man to defeat Glacier?
The first man to defeat Glacier. These aren't multiple choice?
It's not multiple choice here, no.
First man to defeat Glacier.
Oh, God. He got an evil smile on his face. I don't know if that means he knows it. What is it? Come on.
I want to say Goldberg.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, they're always going to be my final answer. I can't rally through anymore. I can't do it.
That is incorrect. Do you want to have a guess to steal?
Oh, man. Glacier.
If it's my second choice, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because Glacier was like Thunder, right? It was that era. He was on Thunder a lot.
He was there for the better portion of...
I don't know. I mean, Goldberg would have been my first, but I'm going to go with, I don't know, Sting.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It was actually Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell.
Wow.
I was going to say K Dog for a second.
Okay, we have the last two questions.
Okay. I'm going to pick number. So we have 2 and 4 left, right?
No, 2 and 9.
Oh, 2 and 9. Well, I'm way off. Let's go with 9.
Okay. In the year 2000. One of the shittiest years for WCW ever.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did the WCW World Heavyweight Championship change hands in that year?
I had a feeling.
There is multiple choice if needed.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, in 2000, how many times did the championship turn hands? You have 10 times, 15 times, or 25 times?
Oh, God. I feel like 25 is like a trap answer for this. But I'm going to go, let's see. Just think, if there are 12 pay-per-views.
Plus an exuberant amount of Thunders and Nitros.
But I just feel like 25 is an inflated number. But it doesn't sound like out of the realm of possibility with WCW at that time. Because I don't think... I think 10 is way too short. God damn it. Because if I, whatever I get, I know he's definitely going to get this right. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to go with 25.
You are correct.
Yes!
There was 25 World Heavyweight Championship...
That's ridiculous.
It changes in that year.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
We have the last question.
Two.
Which is number two. What was the only singles match on WrestleMania 2000?
WrestleMania 2000. The only singles match?
Only one singles match on WrestleMania 2000.
You know?
No, I don't.
Huh. WrestleMania 2000, the only singles match. So that was... I want to say it was... I'm going to be wrong, because if you don't know it, that means that this didn't happen that year.
Go ahead.
Was it Michael Stone Cold?
No.
No.
No way.
No.
That's what I thought.
It was actually Terry Runnels versus the Cat.
Oh, no wonder.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's that brutal. Was completely... I've liked the game for Super Nintendo, or Nintendo 64, but...
Yeah.
All right, that was a fucking huge letdown again.
I don't know, okay. I think I did better round.
No, you did. I don't fucking care what you did.
What's the score right now?
The score is 5-2. I will let you guess who is winning.
What's that, Eggie? We couldn't hear you. You were breaking up.
Oh. I'll email it to you. Don't worry.
I changed my email. I don't want you fucking getting in contact with me anymore.
Fair enough. Right. We have the modern day section now.
All right.
Modern day.
Yes. And seeing as there's 8 questions and we've got time, I was thinking instead of 3 each, you'd get you 4 each.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, this time, seeing as you, my friend, are ahead, would you like to go first?
And you cannot steal, you correct?
Can. You can.
You can. Okay. Actually, it worked good for me last time, so I'm going to go first.
Okay. Would you like to pick a number between 1 and 8?
Yeah, number 7.
Number 7. In what year was the very first NXT TakeOver?
Balls.
Is that a year?
The year of balls.
Let's see. Well, if TakeOver Brooklyn just had their third. No.
Oh, you're going to throw away too many.
I know.
You're going to throw away too many numbers at this.
TakeOver Brooklyn, was that their first?
I think it was earlier. It's earlier than your...
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, no, that's really... TakeOver Brooklyn is...
This is the only quiz that I've heard where the other one is trying to reassure the other one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to help him out.
I'm going to go 2014.
You are correct. It's really? 2014.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I'll take it.
Okay.
So that was number 7.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can you pick a number, please?
Let's go with number 1.
Number 1. Okay. How are you on your Ring of Honor knowledge?
Just fire it at me and we'll fucking go. There's been
14 Ring of Honor champions that has gone on to WWE. Now, this is not who's been in Ring of Honor. This is who has been Ring of Honor champions.
Okay.
Can you name 4.
Rollins, Austin Aries, Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe.
That is correct.
That was a good one.
Correct. Others you could have had was Loki.
Okay.
Jamie Noble.
Styles.
When he was Gibson. You could have had Jerry Lynn, Roderick Strong, Kevin Owens.
Styles?
Cody Rhodes.
Styles was never ROH, right?
I don't think he was ever world champion.
No, he was champion.
Yeah. Wasn't world champion. Okay. 1-1. This is the best run we've had. Okay.
After two questions.
Yes. We're hitting the streak.
Okay. Can we have your next question, please?
Let's go with number 3.
Number 3. Okay. This is actually somewhat recent. Braun Strowman cashed in his Money in the Bank at Hell in a Cell, but was unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
There has been 2 other Money in the Bank winners that have cashed their Money in the Bank in, and in that cash-in was pinned during cashing in.
Okay.
Can you name the 2 that lost their cash-in matches?
Yeah, Damian Sandow.
That's 1.
And John Cena.
That is actually incorrect.
Can I steal?
You can.
Corbin.
Well done, you won the got to that one.
Damn it.
And I'm back in the game.
Fuck.
Okay, then.
Fucking
can we have your next question, please?
I'll go with... Wait, what did he just do?
Number 3.
Damn it, I was going to do 3.
No, you got it anyway, so it really don't fucking matter.
I'll do number... Did I do 5 yet?
No, number 5 is there.
All right, I'll do 5. It's given me such good luck before.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, who won the last WWE King of the Ring?
This is Wade Barrett.
That is correct.
Fucker. Damn it.
King Barrett. Just had to throw a fucking UK question in there, didn't he?
That's 3-2. Okay. Can you have your next question, please?
Let's go with number 4.
Okay, number 4 is how many times has Okada won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship?
How come you didn't ask him how good his New Japan knowledge was?
Because Joe is probably better at that. Sure.
Would it have swayed your question? Would you have asked him another question, you fucking dick tip?
I'm going to go with... See, I think it's low because I know because of how long he's been champion. I think it's lower.
He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say, 3.
That's incorrect. Would you like to steal?
2.
That's also incorrect. Oh, it was 4.
4.
All right.
That would have been my next answer.
Fuck, I was thinking 2 the whole time, but I went up 1 just in case.
All right.
Okay. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. 6?
Okay, number 6. Okay. Kofi Kingston has just broken the record for tag team type championships. Other than the New Day, Kofi Kingston has won the tag team titles with 2 other stars. Can you name those 2 stars, please?
CM Punk. And...
I know this. I want to steal.
Hold on.
Oh, I got him.
Kofi Kingston has been tag team champions with Punk and... Fuck. And Morrison. Nope.
That is incorrect. Would you like to steal, please?
I would love to steal. I am going to
golf ball right in your fucking head.
I'm going to say Evan Bourne.
Damn it, I was thinking.
And Evan Bourne and
Oh, and I'm sorry, including CM Punk. I was piggybacking off his other one.
No, that's actually incorrect.
What?
Wait, what? How?
Yes. Kofi Kingston has won the tag team titles with both Evan Bourne and R-Truth.
Oh, he didn't win with Punk? He didn't win with
Punk?
No, not that I look, no.
I thought... Alright, the reason I knew this was because he put out a tweet after winning and thanked Punk, Evan Bourne, R-Truth, and then the New Day for being his champions.
I've just seen it, yeah. I must have been looking at the other tag team titles, yeah.
Yes, alright.
I knew I was right with Punk at least.
Yes, yeah.
This is a fucking, the mediator fucking blew it on that one.
That's my fault. Okay. That's my fault. The Brits are fucked up again.
Alright, it's okay. As long as we got it right.
So, I believe so far we are, 3-3 on this round?
Your guess is as good as ours.
I believe so. I think you're right.
Yep, I believe we are 3-3 going into the last few questions. So, right, can you pick the next one, please?
You have 2 or 8 left, Joe.
You're up.
I'm up.
You stole
it. Oh, I stole that. I did. Oh, that's good. 8.
Jonathan Good is the real name of what WWE superstar?
Jonathan Good. Jonathan Good. Man. This is brutal. Man, you got me on this one. This is incredible. I've never even seen this name ever to associate with a superstar. I'm gonna. God, I can't even throw one out there. I'm so beaten with it. God. I don't know. Corey Graves? I have no idea.
Would you like to steal?
Sure, I'll throw a fucking name out there, I guess. Jonathan Good. And this is recent, right?
This is now. This is not recent. Mm-hmm. This is now.
Mm-hmm. This is now. So he's still named that. He didn't change his name.
No, that's the guy's real name.
Yeah.
Right now. He's wrestling right now.
Right now.
Jonathan Good.
And this, I just said, this is not a jobber's name. This is someone that's actually relevant. I've not picked a referee's name.
Okay.
It's actually someone who's relevant. Jonathan Good.
Yeah, this is really.
This one's tough.
This is really hard.
This one's tough, Jonathan. It's probably not as tough as that we're making it out, right?
Oh, I wouldn't have got it. I'll be very straight with you. Wouldn't have got it.
You would have? Would?
I wouldn't have got it, no.
Jonathan Good. I'm going to go with Tyler Breeze.
That is incorrect. It's actually Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
Huh.
I wouldn't have got that.
No, no.
I would have never guessed Ambrose.
No.
I thought his name was Dean Ambrose. Damn it. All right, what's the last one?
The last one is number 2.
All right. Fire away.
Okay. There has been 12 NXT champions that has been called up to the main roster. How many of those 12 has not won a title on the main roster yet?
A title period.
A title period. Not the world, that could be any title.
There's been 12.
12. That has been NXT champion that has gone up to the main roster and has since yet to win gold.
All right, I'm rallying them off in my head, so give me a second.
No worries.
I'm gonna. So no title whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying main title?
No, he said no title.
Okay.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2. Okay, this could, I'm not saying this could or not decide who wins this.
No pressure.
Just this round. Not the whole
thing. Well, the whole game itself.
Oh.
No pressure. There's just no pressure at all.
Okay, 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 okay. So first you have to know all the 12.
Yeah. This is, by the way, this dead air is great for a podcast too. This is perfect.
That have out of all 12 that have won the NXT title,
yes.
That have been, so not all 12 have been called up.
No, there's been 12 call ups from NXT that have been NXT champions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But out of the 12,
okay,
let's work our 10 way. Let's have won on the main roster.
Let's work our way backwards then.
Jesus Christ.
Let's work our way backwards. Just do a little backwards.
I should have uploaded the Jeopardy fucking music. At least that would be better than Dead Air.
Come on, just do it. Fucking do it. You fucking suck at doing sound effects.
But to do sound effects while you're trying to think, that'll work out real well for you. Oh man, I can't. I don't know if I can steal this one because this is a little brutal for me.
I'm going to go, and because I'm blanking and I don't want to waste too much time, I'm going to say 2.
Okay. Well, you need 2. There's 2 that's not won any titles yet.
I need to say them?
Well, you don't need to fucking think them, do I?
He wants the names. He just doesn't want the number.
Oh, Samoa Joe and Sami Zayn.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
That means you lose the quiz 8-10.
Damn it.
Yes.
So how is that going to decide? You fucking suck.
Woo.
Man, out of all those questions, what did we get? Like fucking 7 right each or close to? We were pretty bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, what there was...
Our memory was shot from back then. We picked it up a little bit in the now.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That was
Fuck, if I would have got that Okada question right, I would have fucking won.
Nice, I'll take that. That's a big win.
That's a win. It's a loss. So, Eggie, your next job, if you choose to accept it, is to get a round 2 going. Get it in the works, and we will put you in the book. And I cannot lose. I have to have a rematch. This is what I'm trying to say. I cannot fucking lose on the show. I have to have a rematch. So get your ass in gear and get to work on another quiz.
I think we go full Attitude Era.
Hold on. Wait a second. I have a better idea.
Okay.
So we have... How about we do around... After Survivor Series, you gear this only to Big 4 pay-per-views.
Okay.
Okay. So you want the quiz only to be Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series...
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Got ya.
And we're talking from inception till now?
I think that gives us a little time to get some homework in.
Oh my god.
We get some wrestling, more wrestling to fucking... Because there's not enough content out there. We gotta fucking load our plates up with even more.
Yeah. Yeah, cause yeah.
What do you think of that though? I mean, I like the Attitude Era.
Yeah, I think
we didn't shine. We didn't shine in the Attitude Era though. We shined in today's era.
Yeah, I had a couple really good ones with the Attitude Era though. That's the other reason.
Yeah,
that's the other reason I wanted. 3 out of 5.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 is not bad.
It's above average.
Yeah.
Had I picked the right questions, I would have had more.
But I'm down for that. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, fuck
so
it.
So we'll figure, like the week or two after Survivor Series, come back and we'll
because we'll do they're this building again. For that already.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we want to thank Eggie for being on and bringing this concept up because it was a lot of fun and
we'll see what kind of responses we get out there.
Yeah.
If anyone else wants to get it, hop on in.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will definitely.
I want to know what other people. If other people are like, oh, well, that's this. They were sure of their answers.
I agree. Yeah. Because it's hard to be put on the spot and have to try and... Especially when...
Not knowing what the fuck we're getting into.
Exactly. We might know the categories, but we... Yeah, there's no way of knowing who... I mean, it's just... A lot of those questions were really, really well thought out. Really good questions.
Yes.
I just didn't want to do the same cookie cutter, like, oh, you know,
who won the 93 Royal Rumble?
Know, just bullshit like, oh, how many times has Austin won the title? That kind of questions.
Yeah.
I was really hoping you were going to ask how did the final of the 93 Royal Rumble end? I was like, I had that in my wheelhouse. I was really hoping.
It's funny that, because I actually have one of the questions on the section I was going to put, and it was that question.
There you go.
Yeah. Fucking Macho Man goes for the fucking pin, and he fucking gets bench pressed out of the fucking ring. Why the fuck was he going for the pin? 93 Royal Rumble drove me fucking nuts.
So, until we do this again, and obviously a little bit after Survivor Series, we want to thank our moderator and guest, Eggy. And
he's our friend now.
Yes, of course. Thank you again, and we will be talking to everybody very soon. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Eggy, got anything to say?
No, I'm fine.
Well, good. Well, hopefully you have a good day. Enjoy the show, and we'll see you later.
Bye.